And if you cooked them, one without stringing it, why, you got strings in floating. It'd cook off of there. But the stringless green pod, and then you get the Kentucky Wonder. They grow up on fences. My dad and them used to plant them around the lot fence, you know, and let them grow up on there. Or around the back end of the, or around the garden fence. You had to fence it off because my family never would let the garden be close enough to the house to be unsightly.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a fence around it to keep the cattle out, you know, the stock. And plant these beans up on that Kentucky Wonder beans, and they'd run all around there. And they were that long.
6, 8 inches?
Oh,
six
yes,
inches?
Then some. Yeah, there's a yard bean now. Did you ever see it? Yeah, this long.
No, I haven't seen those.
You never? No.
That's quite a bean.
That's where they get their name. Now, of course, you know what a yard is, 36 inches.
Yeah.
But they call them yard beans because they are long and big.
Almost as big as a foot
and,
long or something.
Huh?
They're foot long or something. Or
right, at least. And then when they get real big around. They're kind of flattish. Get real big around. And if you get them, after they get too hard to snap to eat and shell them, green shell beans, they are just delightful. Real good.
What are you, there's a big flat kind of bean that you don't eat in the pod, and they're
butter
kind
beans.
Of, did y'all grow those?
Oh, yes.
Those were good.
And they have another one now, the little, little tiny baby llamas, and they're purple when you get them open and shell them. You have to shell them. You don't snap them.
Yeah.
You shell them.
What's the difference between shelling them and snapping? Oh, okay.
You get the
you
get the bean out while it's green.
When you shell them.
Mm-hmm. But it's mature, but not dry.
Well, what's the difference between a lima bean and a butter bean?
Well, the butter bean's a great big one, and the other one's the lima bean is a small bean, little bitty bean. And an old baby old lima bean or butter bean is a great big old bean, flat.
Is the color different?
Yeah, some of them are purple.
The lima beans? What did y'all use for greens?
Drink?
For greens.
Oh, we always planted turnips in the fall. And you put them in a you put them down and you put corn stalks up, you know, and then bank dirt around there, and they'd keep all winter, the turnips. And not the greens. You used the greens while they were fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
But when winter come on, you'd pull or dig, they call them, the turnips. Sometimes they would be the ground dry. You'd have to take grubbing hoe and kind of dig them out, you know, and get them out of there. And you put them in a mound them up and fix them.
Did you ever use anything for greens besides turnips?
Spinach.
That's good. If you wanted to buy some cabbage, you'd say, please go to the store and get me 3
heads.
Okay.
And you know that other things that we used for greens was collards.
Oh.
And they were a winter green. They wasn't too good to eat, or, well, we ate them, but then they were much better, and they grew way up tall, big, big leaf stuff, you know. And you'd, the spine up through there, you'd just take them and strip it off, up to about that far from the end out here, and then it was tender, a little bitty vein up through there. But this other would be nearly as big as your finger, you know. From the time it grew on the stalk down here on the thing, and you'd pull it off, then you'd just strip it down. You had just a great handful of greens, and it was collards.